For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be doing a follow-up on the last video on Robert Morris. Robert Morris is the pastor of Gateway Church, the largest megachurch in the United States. According to Gateway, 100,000 attendees weekly. And according to Wikipedia, that makes them the largest church in the United States. So their church so happened to have been, you know, a bit of a diddler. And now it's come to public light, and now the church has basically fired him. So we're going to talk about this latest announcement, compare it to their internal memo that leaked, and talk about the lies being told by Gateway Church and by Robert Morris himself. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/Join. That's linked in the description below. But the least you can do is like this video and subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you are new, this really helps with those magical YouTube algorithms. So this is the latest statement from the Board of Elders of Gateway Church regarding the resignation of Pastor Robert Morris. So we definitely have sort of an involuntary resignation type of situation here where he's forced to resign to save the organization. Southlake, Texas. So this is from June 18th. Today, June 18, the Board of Elders of Gateway Church accepted the resignation of Robert Morris, the senior pastor. In addition, the board has retained law firm of Haynes & Boone, LLP, to conduct an independent, thorough, and professional view of the report of past abuse to ensure that we have a complete understanding of the events from 1982 to 1987. Now, I don't believe that this is all that necessary. You have a confession, you have one side and you have the other side confessing. I don't think you need to exhaustively review. And, you know, hiring a law firm to investigate ecclesiastical matters is unbiblical. It's a violation of 1 Corinthians 6, in my opinion, especially if the law firm is secular, which there's no indication that this is not a secular law firm. So, again, that's not a biblical way to handle this. But I've maintained that point on pretty much every related situation where it comes up. Regretfully, it continues, prior to Friday, June 14, the elders did not have all the facts of the inappropriate relationship between Morris and the victim, including her age at the time and the length of the abuse. The elders' prior understanding was that Morris's extramarital relationship, which he had discussed many times throughout his ministry, was with a young lady and not abuse of a 12-year-old child, even though it occurred many years before Gateway was established. As leaders of the church, we regret that we did not have the information that we now have. We are heartbroken and appalled by what has come to light over the past few days, and we express our deep sympathy to the victim and her family. For the sake of the victim, we are thankful this situation has been exposed. We know many have been affected by this. We understand that you are hurting, and we are very sorry. It is our prayer that in time, healing for all those affected can occur. So, one thing that's very true about Robert Morris is, very much in line with the whole prosperity, let's milk people for tithe dollars. That's kind of his shtick, according to the research that I've done about him. Very much into that. Fun fact also, he went woke. He's a woke preacher, too. There's some woke preacher clips on him. So, Robert Morris, this is the statement on by his elders from today. June 18th is when I'm recording this. This is the statement that was from the internal memo. So you're going to notice some discrepancies here because they weren't honest, in my opinion. So this is Robert Morris stated in their statement. When I was in my early 20s, I was involved in an inappropriate sexual behavior with a young lady in a home where I was staying. It was kissing and petting and not intercourse, but it was wrong. This behavior happened on several occasions over the next few years. So one of the things that the elders just said was they did not know how long it occurred and went on. Robert Morris, in their statement, expressed that this was a continued course of conduct. In March of 1987, the situation was brought to light and it was confessed and repented of. Was it? Who knows? I submitted myself to the elders of Shady Grove Church and the young lady's father. So the fact that the young lady's father is involved is a clear indication that this late young lady was not yet 18 years of age and past the age of majority. So clear indication that this was a minor in the text of their previous memo. They asked me to step out of ministry and receive counseling and freedom ministry, which I did. Since that time, I've walked in purity and accountability in that area. And once again, in the next statement, it says, 2 years later, I stepped back into ministry with the full blessing of the elders and her father. Again, why is the father being mentioned if this is an adult woman? Doesn't seem overly reasonable. I can understand there's biblical justification for the father being involved in the life of an unmarried woman. But even in 1989, kind of weird. So let's just get down to brass tacks. This church knew it was a minor, or they had all the evidence necessary to conclude or be extremely suspicious that this was a minor in the first place. The fact that they're now saying they didn't know, maybe they didn't know she was 12, but how much of a difference does that make? They could have known that she was 14, 16. They could have suspected these things. 12, yeah, that's a little young. But at the end of the day, they had enough information to know that he was referring to a minor. It was in their statement, in their memo that they compiled for internal use that got leaked. So these elders have definitely gotten caught in a lie. Now, I'm going to give them two defenses that are not exactly mitigating of all guilt and blame. One is that they're not the same elders that reinstalled them, probably, because it was 1989. Odds are 35 years later, they're not the same elders. Two, Robert Morris lied to them. But that is not an excuse, because what he did tell them is a clear indication that this was a minor the entire time. So they have two mitigating factors, but at the end of the day, they were complicit in Robert Morris's lie. So that's all I got to say about that for now. This will definitely rock America's largest megachurch, and hopefully they will no longer be America's largest megachurch. And likely they won't be. A lot of people won't be able to stomach this and give their tithe dollars to this. And they're going to crash. So that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Riz, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Christ is King. Stay based, and we will catch you on the next one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.